Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. It is Sunday, October 27th, 2013. I am the Jazz Queen. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Gianni Vancini's picture, and that will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Welcome, Joe from Germany, into the chat room. Hey, Joe, how are you? Today, I am talking to saxophonist Gianni Vancini. He is one of the other artists that I met on the Dave Koz cruise. He was also featured in the New Artist Showcase on the cruise as well. His current CD is called Souls United, and he will be releasing a new CD in January called Get Your Groove On. Gianni, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning or good afternoon over there.
Yes, good afternoon here and good evening to you, because it's like 9 p.m. there for you. Gianni is calling from Italy, and Thank you so much for doing that. Before we came on air, we were talking about the cruise, the Dave Koz and Friends SC cruise that went to Rome and Greece. And yesterday, Gianni, I interviewed Gabriel Johnson. He's the trumpeter.
Yes,
he was also on that cruise. So we just talked to him yesterday. And I was telling him that he was one of the standout performers for me, as you were.
Thank you.
Was my first time seeing you. You're welcome. That was my first time seeing you perform. Never heard of you before then. And so I was really, really, happy to see you perform and hear your music. And, it was a great 7 days. You were in Italy. The cruise was, we went to Italy on the cruise. So you were just telling me that you only slept for like 3 hours a day, and that I can relate to that.
Yeah, you got the feeling.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, yeah. I mean, talking about the cruise, the best. I think that the great thing about these kind of things is that people like you, I mean, you never met me musically, and now you know me.
Yes.
So this is a great chance to reach, so many people in just 7 days, all in 7 days.
Yeah.
And that's why I slept like 3 hours per night, because if you're not playing, you're always doing something like playing, of course, like talking with someone and sitting in, some other gig or jamming or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's a very pretty much demanding thing, but what else? I mean, that's the best place to be.
And you're right, because you had some solo shows on the cruise. You were featured in the New Artist Showcase, which I'm really glad that Dave did that. That introduced us, the passengers, to you guys. And then the interviews, and plus the ports, getting off and visiting the areas and stuff. So I can imagine, the artists on the ship. You guys were just like, I can imagine, just no time to yourself, really.
Always on duty, all the time.
Always. So how did you come to be on the cruise?
That was pretty funny, actually. I met Dave on the net thanks to Greg Manning. Greg has produced my new record, Get Your Groove On. And, of course, I knew Dave, because you must know Dave, especially if you are a saxophone player. Mm-hmm. So I asked Greg, to introduce me to Dave, like just by email. So he did it, and my first email was like, "Hey Dave," of course, like usual stuff. And I was like, I would love to have your some feedback from my, you know, first album, Souls Unite. So if you can, if you whenever you will have time, please do it. He did it, like, the day after my email, and was like, man, I love your stuff, and I would love to know more about you. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was recording in L.A., the album, so I was like, hey, man, listen, I will be in L.A., like, next month. So if you, you know, will be around, just let me know, and it would be great to meet you, like, in person. It was like, yes, sure. So we did it. We hang out for one night, and at the end of that night, it was like, you know what? You live there, and you will be on a cruise. That's it. Simple as that. So I was like, really? Really? I was like, yeah. I mean, you're, you know, you're Italian. You're a saxophone player. You know, you're kind of well-based over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I
mm-hmm.
would love you to be there and to let people know more about you, especially in the U.S., because now you're trying to be more exposed over there. So it's good for you to be there, and it's good for me to have you, because you are the only Italian on the ship.
Yes.
So
yeah.
So that was the deal.
Well, that's
you know,
great.
So
I'm glad that he recognized your talent and invited you on the cruise. That's awesome. Now, how often do you get to the States?
I started to be there, like, more often. It's like 2 years now. And
okay.
Especially because of the recording of the second album, I would say at least three, four times a year.
Okay.
Like, next year I'll be there in January, and I will tell you more about that, in March for now. So,
okay.
Two times now, yeah. And but last year was like crazy traveling, like five times over there, just, you know, and like 15 to 20 days each time, just, you know, taking care of recordings. And but in the meantime, I was also doing gigs, because I was there, and they, you know, my friends were there, hey, you are here, please come and, you know, stay with us, play with us. And so why not? Of course. So I had a lot of fun. I mean, I got very nice friends over there. I was pretty
mm-hmm.
impressed. You know,
mm,
the first
good.
Time I was there, I was kind of scared, because, you know, L.A., you know, the big city, a lot of, you know, I was always hearing about, you know, the high level of players and, you know, all that stuff, and was kind of scared. But my experience over there is just incredible. Like, very, very special people and very good friends, actually, besides music.
Now, have you
so,
thought about moving to L.A.?
I would love to. I would love to. And actually, I'm thinking of moving
mm-hmm.
there. But, you know, with all the paper stuff right now is not that simple, especially
mm-hmm.
after, you know, all the bad things that happened in the past. So for us, being European is not that easy to go there.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe at some point I will do that.
Okay.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, as I mentioned before, Gianni has two CDs. His current CD is called Souls United, and in
mm-hmm.
January he will be releasing a new CD called Get Your Groove On. So let's start with Souls United. Tell me about that one, and I have some songs that I'm going to play from that.
Mm-hmm. So Souls United was, of course, as you said, my first album, and I recorded in Holland with Thomas Bank. Thomas Bank has been the musical director for Candy Dulfer for, like,
mm-hmm.
ever, like, since the beginning, the very beginning of Candy. And, again, the internet was my connection with him. I wrote him on Facebook saying, hey, man, I know your stuff, because he co-wrote with Candy a lot of songs. I love the way you play. I love the way you produce music, so I would love to work with you. And so he wrote me back an email saying, hey, why not? I mean, in 2 months from now, I'm supposed to send you some demos, because right now I'm touring. So just play on the demo and send the demos back to me.
Okay.
So that's what I did. he wrote me back again and said, it was like, okay, for me it's good. We're good to go. And a week later, I was in Amsterdam, and we started to talk about the project, and that's, you know, that's Souls United.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my path for U.S., actually, because Grapes was the single from that album, and it went pretty well on the charts in the U.S., and that was my first connection, because I was able to be there at the first NAMM show. And at that NAMM show 2 years ago, I met a very good friend of mine, Eric Marienthal. I'm
mm-hmm.
sure you know.
mm-hmm. Yes.
You know him. And he invited me to play on a jam session during the NAMM show. At that jam session, I met one of my best friends over there, Brad Rambo, and now
yes.
a great saxophone player. And he invited me a few months later to play with them at Spaghettini, because at the time, in July, 2 years ago, I think, yeah, I was playing Canada with the singer, an Italian singer that I'm working with right now. So I was like, yes, I'm in Canada, so why not? I just had, you know, a few more days, and I went to L.A. to play with them. On that gig, same band, I met Greg Manning that I didn't know, but he's my producer now. And Ricky Lawson was playing drums, and he's playing drums on my new record. So, again, it's all about connections and, you know, keeping the connection, you know, working. That's it. So
exactly.
That's why I'm saying, you know, the Souls United thing was my first pass to the U.S. Yes, but I'm very proud of it. Because there's Eric actually is playing on the Souls United album, so I'm pretty happy about that, proud of it. You know, he's like my first hero.
All right. Well,
besides being a good friend, actually.
Yes. Well, let's go ahead and take a listen to the single from Souls United, the first single that was
mm-hmm.
released. It is called Grapes. Tell me about that.
Yes. Oh, Grapes was pretty. It's a funny song because we weren't thinking about doing a single that night. I remember the only thing we started with the Grapevine song, you know, just to find the good feeling, and we ended up with Grapes actually just in one night. I remember we came back from a Chinese restaurant. There's especially one that I love in Amsterdam, and Thomas used to take me there. And just after that restaurant, we just started, you know, to improvise something, just, you know, to demo something. But at the end of the day, it turns out that the demo was actually the song, like the real one. So we just kept the Grapes thing as a reminder that, you know, we started, actually everything started from the grapevine, and that's the reason why Grapes is Grapes now.
Okay.
It was pretty funny. 2 hours
okay.
to go.
I'm talking to Johnny Vincini. His current CD is called Souls United. I'm going to play Grapes from that in just a minute here. Please visit his website, GianniVincini.com. That's GiannivanCini.com. He's on Twitter under the same name, and he's also on Instagram, Gianni Vincini Music. So follow him there as well. This is Grapes from the Souls United CD. dancing in my chair to that one. I like that. That is Grapes from Gianni's current CD, Souls United. And you can find that on his website, GianniVanCini.com. So now let's talk about your current CD, Get Your Groove On, that was produced by Greg Manning. I've seen Greg a couple of times. I have seen him at Spaghettini's. And then I did talk to him on the ship when it was announced that he produced the CD. So I ran right up to him and said, I want to interview him. So I did talk to him about you on the cruise. So how is it working with Greg?
Wonderful, wonderful. He's a great guy. First of all, and that's the main thing for me. Again, beside music, I love to work with good people. I mean, the relationship has to be like great. To create music, you need to be comfortable with someone else. Mm-hmm. That's my feeling. And we were good friends since the first time we met on a stage together with Brett. And he gave me his CD, and as soon as I was like listening to that, I was like, "Yes, that's the man. that's the man." So I asked him about, you know, what do you think about producing my next record? And I was like, "Yeah, sure, no problem." So we started to talk, and we did it, and I'm so excited about this new thing. I mean, Get Your Groove On is it's very hard for me to describe, you know, the feeling, because he gave me the chance, of course, to record there. I mean, at LA with, you know, the A team, like Ricky Lawson on drums, Alex Allen bass, of course Greg Manning on keys, Sheldon Reynolds from Earth, Wind & Fire on guitar, and Daryl Crooks, with a lot of great guests. Jeff Lorber is playing on that. Kirk Whalum, Selena Albright. We are doing a couple of songs, a cover, mm-hmm. and an original one. Terry Wallman, and I hope, I'm just, I'm afraid, you know, I'm forgetting someone, but you got the, you know, the overall of the CD.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
mm-hmm.
And the great thing about Get Your Groove On, we decided to record it as, you know, in the old school. So every one of us, we all were in the same room playing together. And that's something different, you know, comparing to play, you know. Nowadays, you used to record, you know, bass first, or maybe bass and drum together, then you add keyboards and blah, 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 and so on. We were all in the same room. And the single, Get Your Groove On, is the second take. That's it. I'm so proud of that. I'm so proud of that. And I remember the day before that recording, I was taking some lesson, actually, with Eric. I met with Eric Marienthal, and I was playing on my song. I mean, Get Groove On. And the song I was supposed to record the day after. And Eric told me, man, you better be good, because because they won't give you, like, so many options. So he was totally right, because the first take was just, you know, to read down the song. The mm-hmm. second one, that's it. Done. And I'm so proud, because what you hear is actually the second take of, you know, no more takes after that. That's it. So I'm very proud of it. It was a great lesson for me. Not only for Get Your Groove On, but, you, I mean, playing with Kirk, Jeff, come on. So
yeah.
That's why I'm saying that I'm so proud of, you know, that album, because, you know, it's like, really, I'm there. I'm playing with my heroes, actually. And doing a record, this is something for me. This is something.
Mm. All right. Okay, well, let's take a listen to the title track, Get Your Groove On.
Good.
you go, the title track from Get Your Groove On from Gianni Vansini. Now, Gianni, how much of this did you have an opportunity to record in the studio in the States while you were visiting?
Oh, that was actually my first time.
Okay.
I never played, recorded on the studio.
Okay.
And, sorry if I interrupt you, but before I forget, the voice you were hearing was Kenya Hathaway.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to mention her because that was something. Again, Kenya is great voice. And the song was actually 6 minutes longer.
But, oh, wow.
We needed to cut it because we just kept playing, you know. And at one point, the sound engineer was like, hey, we are good. Stop it. Sorry. I just wanted to make sure, you know, you knew about Kenya. We were talking about the studio thing.
Mm-hmm. How much
yeah.
of that did you record here in the States while you were visiting?
I pretty much everything.
Okay.
I spent I've been there four times to record the old thing, and I just did very few things like post production stuff here in Italy, but the main thing is all LA, made in US.
Okay. All
yes.
right.
Yes,
now,
yes, yes.
On the cruise, you did a special release for this with a DVD?
Yes. Yes. This, as you said, the official release will be in January. But we did this special Dave Koz Cruise Edition with a DVD inside. It's like a 30-minute documentary. We did a crazy thing over here in Italy in, I would say, luxury restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like nouvelle cuisine or that kind of stuff. It's very traditional in the recipes. And we got it for 3 days, 72 hours, just us, a sommelier, and a chef. So we ended up we were creating music and they were creating food actually. And at the end of the 3 days, we invited the people to sit in to try what we created and what the chef created. So it was interesting thing to see the reaction of everything, you know, combining food, wine, and music. So, and this is a format that we would love, I would love to, to make it real, actually. That was just something to try, but it would be great to try it, you know, and to probably maybe create a little tour over it. So, who knows? We'll see in the future. So, and that, what you're seeing on this special edition thing is just that it's more like a documentary, like the backstage or the making of that DVD.
Okay.
That will be released in I think, next year, probably.
Okay.
I mean, the old
okay.
thing. Yes.
Okay. I have to say that when I was there on the cruise, I ate a lot of smoked salmon and gelato.
Okay.
The smoked salmon there was perfect. It was so, so good.
I know. Yeah. No. I mean, everything was pretty good, I must say.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
And the wine, the food, and, you know, and everything was, you know, high level. Everything was very, you know. I was actually talking with Dave few days after the cruise. And it was like, man, you set the bar so high now. That it will be something now to keep that bar
mm-hmm.
on the next
mm-hmm.
cruise, because that one was something to remember. And you know, people, the cruisers were great, just great. The crew was great. People on the ship, the people that used to work there, they were great also, having fun because they were actually off during that week. And everything was perfect. Everything was perfect. And by the way, Dave invited me 2 days after the cruise to play at the Blue Note in Milan.
Mm.
I don't know if you know that. There's a video of it. He was like, hey, man, I got my first gig at the Blue Note in Milan. So if you are around, please come and join me. And I was like, of course.
Yeah.
So we did the Pink Panther over there. And there's a video on YouTube of that if you, you know, are interested in it. So we had a lot of fun.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad that, you know, he reached out to you like that. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, we are now very good friends. And by the way, the day before the cruise, he was at my place having lunch with me, with my family. And that was great. I mean, a lot of people saw the picture with him with the baby.
Yes, I saw that.
That's my son.
Okay.
That's my little one, James. There's a song, by the way, on the new album called For James. Now you know the reason why.
Yes.
and the first day of the cruise, James was famous. I was like, hey, that's your song. I saw your song on Facebook. I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know, you know, that Dave posted the picture. So.
Yes.
Anyway,
sure
so
did.
Funny story.
Nice.
He's 6 months today, by the way.
Oh, James. Okay, I am going to play that song too. You mentioned Eric Marienthal, and Eric
yep.
wrote a comment about you that I would like to read. He says, Gianni Vansini is one of the most exciting sax players on the scene today. You can hear the emotion that comes through his horn the moment he starts to play. It's clear that this fine musician from Italy will soon be known around the world. And that is from Eric Marienthal.
Mm-hmm.
Very
now
nice.
Now I'm very embarrassed. I tend to be shy with this kind of stuff. But, I mean, Eric, I must say, is one of the greatest people in the world. I know him, I think the first time we met personally was 2005.
Mm.
And from that point, from that moment, he was always there. You know, when you have some, you know, lay down, was like, I don't know, I would love to do this or I got some problem. He always had the right word at the right time for me.
Okay.
So, we had the chance, you know, to meet with the family and, you know, all the private stuff, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful. Sweetheart.
Mm.
That's all I can say. That's all I can say. Again,
right.
beside music.
Yes.
So,
okay. Oh, sorry. I was just going to say that the next song I'm going to play is for James. This is for Gianni's new son, James. This is from the Get Your Groove On CD that is scheduled for release in January. Thank you.
so pretty, so pretty. That was For James, and that is from the Get Your Groove On CD. I like that one a lot.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. So Sandy Shaw, the president of SmoothJazz.com, wrote, Italian master saxophonist Gianni Vansini takes the coolest parts of contemporary music and blends it together for a sophisticated, funky, stylish pop sound that reaches deep into the groove bag to deliver upbeat jazz and feel-good melodies akin to David Sanborn and Grover Washington Jr.
That's a nice comparison right there.
Yes, definitely.
Yes,
I mean, what can I say about that? I mean, thank you. Thank you. I mean, Grover and David Sanborn, come on. Two columns of the contemporary saxophone. There's one thing that I really like about that comment, because my roots are I started as a classical saxophone player, but talking about the other side of the street, I'm more like into the funk stuff, like Maceo, of course, David Sanborn. I would say I'm a little bit distant of the like the smooth jazz thing. I'm more like into like R&B, hip hop. If you want side of again aspect of music, so I'm very happy when I like in this comment Sandy, she's saying I remind her like more like David Sanborn, that's more the stuff that I was used to mm-hmm, listen to mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Especially the first era, the fusion things. And the more like funky stuff, if you want. Yeah, so thank you, Sandy.
Okay, so now on the song For James, who are the artists with you on that?
Oh, Alex Hall is featuring on it on the Fretless bass.
Okay.
And that was something special. Again, Ricky Lawson is playing drums, and Greg Manning and Derek Cruz on the acoustic guitar. Yeah.
Okay, cool. In fact, I saw Ricky Lawson here last Thursday. He was here with the DW3 performing. So, yeah. So, cool.
Nice guys.
All right.
I mean, I had a lot of fun on the cruise with them. And,
yes.
Yeah. And there will probably be something coming, late in the next future. But
okay.
I can tell you more about that.
Now, see, that was my next question, because I wanted to know if there were any artists on the cruise that you haven't worked with, that you met, and maybe you guys talked about working together in the future.
I must say I had a lot of connections, mm-hmm. great connections, mm-hmm. and but of course it doesn't mean that will be real in the future,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
There's a couple of them. That are turning, into something more real, if you want. And I'm pretty excited. I can't say too much, of course. I would love to tease you a little bit. but you will know pretty soon.
Okay.
I would say that this next week will be the week.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty, Let's stop it.
I tend to
talk too much all the time, so let's stop it.
Okay.
And, but
all right.
There's one thing that I would love to mention, if we still have time.
Sure.
January 24, there will be a big album release party at the Spaghettini.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Friday of the NAMM show. So if you're listening, just write it down, the day, January 24th, big release party. A lot of guests, can't tell you the names, of course, but a lot of guests, a lot of surprises all over the places. So, and I'm pretty excited, very excited about that.
Okay, and
very
you also
excited.
Mentioned a March date. Where will you be in March?
The Lemonade Weekend.
There's
this
big show, you know, Bruce Nazarian is another good friend of mine. He just invited me to join the festival and was like, yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Good, 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 good.
So that's the second, that's my second trip to L.A. for now.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, I want to go back to the Souls United CD and play Here, There, and Everywhere. Tell me about this song.
Okay, that's a special singer for me. Umberto Tozzi is a very famous Italian singer. I'm touring with him since 2002. And he sold, just to give you an idea, 75 million albums. Yeah,
wow.
So he's a very big name over here. And in 13 years now, I had the chance to travel all over the world because he's pretty famous. And we used to go where the Italians are. So Canada, South America, Australia, of course, north of Europe, like Belgium, France, Germany, and some little Africa, and I mean everywhere. We've been everywhere. And he's a huge fan of the Beatles. So in the Souls United album, I got five guests, and they are the people that helped me to reach, you know, my first solo position. So I had this idea to invite them to play, but I let them to decide which song to play. So Umberto is a huge fan of the Beatles, as I was saying, and it was like, let's do a Beatles song. And we picked up Here, There, and Everywhere, and I think is a very good one. So that's the song. And I'm very happy to have Umberto singing on it because, for what I know, that's the only recording of Umberto singing a Beatles song.
Okay.
That's the only one. So it's pretty rare, and I'm so proud to have him on that project.
All right, from Gianni's Souls United CD, this is Here, There, and Everywhere.
I want her everywhere, and if she's beside
Here, There, and Everywhere. That is from Gianni's Souls United CD. And his next CD, Get Your Groove On, is scheduled for release in January. You can find all his music on his website, GianniVanCini.com. Well, it has been a pleasure speaking with you all the way from Italy. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure of mine.
And is there anything else you would like the listeners to know about you?
Oh, there's so many stuff. We should book another interview. Actually.
Okay, definitely.
Please just sign the 24th of January. That's the main thing for now. That would be a great party. That's all I can say now.
Yes.
But that would be a great party. So if you are in town or around the NAMM show, just please make sure you'll be there at the Spaghettini. 24th,
January 24th. Be there to see Gianni and all of his special guests for his CD release party for Get Your Groove On. Well, thank you again, Gianni. It has been a pleasure.
My pleasure. See you around. Ciao, ciao.
All right. Ciao, ciao. Have a good evening.
Ciao, ciao. You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was saxophonist Gianni Vanzini. His current CD is called Souls United. His new CD, scheduled for release in January, is called Get Your Groove On. You can find all his music on his website, GianniVanCini.com. His name is spelled G-I-A-N-N-I. Vanzini is V as in Victor, A-N-C-I-N-I. Follow him on Twitter under the same name and on Instagram, Gianni Vanzini Music. So check him out on those sites. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Joe from Germany, Granny Ganja, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I will be back with you again on Tuesday, October 29th with Hiroshima. So until then, have a great evening, and thank you so much again for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Have a great evening, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's T-H-A, Daily Grind.